culture.
Backstory: Prince Charmless and the Ice Slipper. Many stories rely on character types. The best reimagine them, as Honora shows.
He hasn't been around for long, either in reality or fiction, but the Russian oligarch and his entourage are already familiar figures. They splurge their petrodollars on yachts and crystal champagne, wowing Westerners with their profligacy. The oligarch's minder has a thick neck, dead eyes, and a conscience unruffled by violence. Noirish thrillers like McMafia are their genre. The sex worker is a longer-standing fixture of cinema and appears in several guises. She, and occasionally he, might emerge from poverty and succumb to a grisly fate. She may be an object of glitzy prurience. Or she is Cinderella in stilettos, redeemed by a rich man's love. She flits from romantic comedies to crime yarns. Honora, a film by Sean Baker, an offbeat director, brings these two character types together, sort of. Its heroine fits all the sex worker templates, and none. Its Russian crew are predictably ruthless, but also tender. Tipped for Oscar glory, Honora shows up the inadequacies of stereotypes and formulas, yet in doing so demonstrates their power. The film relies on them for its impact. Many good stories. The name of the 23-year-old heroine, played wonderfully by Mikey Madison, is Honora, but she goes by Annie. At night, she lap dances at a club in Manhattan. By day, she sleeps in a grotty pad in Brighton Beach. Vanya, Mark Edelstein, is the goofily obnoxious man-child son of a Russian oligarch. He buys a dance from Annie, then pays her for sex in his parents' mansion, then hires her as his girlfriend for a week, flies her to Las Vegas for a bender, and marries her. So far, so pretty woman, only with much more nudity. But now the trouble starts, for both Annie and your preconceptions. An Armenian priest who moonlights as Vanya's babysitter turns up with his brother and Igor, Yuri Borisov, an enforcer first called simply the Russian. Their job is to make the marriage go away, perhaps, you fear, by swapping Annie's heels for a pair of concrete boots. But the toughs aren't quite what they seem, and it is she who, fighting for her life and for the life she dreams of, lands the fear. Since his presence is needed to have the marriage annulled, a screwball quest to find him ensues. Mr. Baker's film, it becomes clear, will no more conform to type than will its protagonist. Its middle stretch is an absurdist nocturnal trek on which truths come to light, like King Lear's sojourn on the heath, but on the boardwalk in Coney Island. To find her husband, Annie rides along with the Armenians and Igor. In a world of overlords and underlings, however, might they ultimately be on the same? According to critical theorists, fiction has a finite number of basic plots. There are supposedly either 6, 7, 20 or 36 of them. Overcoming the monster, rags to riches, voyage and return, and so on. That may be an exaggeration, but inevitably punters experience each drama through the prism of similar tales they have been told before. Originality often lies not in breaking the mould, but in finessing it. Honora does that ingeniously, in particular in the depth and nuances of Annie and the Russian. In essence, its structure resembles that of another of the year's kookier movies, Hitman, a caper about an undercover cop who, while posing as an assassin, falls in love with a would-be client, a romantic pairing even less propitious than a stripper and an oligarch's heir. Likewise, toying with stereotypes, that film too asks whether people are trapped in the roles life assigns to them, or can shapeshift into new ones. Yes, says Hitman. Of course not, says Mr. Baker, who dodges cliché but not reality. Annie is under no illusions, and neither is Honora, which is, after all, the name she prefers not to use. Mega wealth, like Vanya's, can be its own form of prison, but it affords an ironclad impunity from the consequences of his mistakes. Like the nude-shaped vodka luge at his bacchanalian house party, if a magic slipper is on offer, it is made of ice, not glass, and it melts. Life isn't a fairy tale or a feel-good movie. Honora invokes those fantasies only to repudiate them. But it does the same with the other genres that at first its characters seem destined to reprise. Here, proficiency with a baseball bat need not make you a monster. Annie's brass and steel conceal a wrenching vulnerability. And when she seems doomed to the scrap heap of bleak social realism, she earns a kind of love story, if not the one you were expecting.